the places I don't are not.
All right, fair enough. Does your family have any special traditions, any special activities they might do on a yearly basis, like for a major holiday or anything like that?
Well, for the Baha'i holiday of Intercalary Days, we decorate our house for a week and get presents. So I guess that's different, and that takes place in February. But other than that, not really.
Could you tell me a little bit more about how you celebrate? I'm sorry, I didn't catch the title.
Oh, well, it's Intercalary Days.
Intercalary.
Yeah, it's actually, its real name is a Yamiha, but we don't really use that because most people can't pronounce it. But yeah, we just celebrate at the very end of February. We decorate our house with weird little banners that we made ourselves. And then we just get presents for 5 days. That's really what the holiday is for. It's to take the need for presents out of more important holidays. That, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. So it is a present-giving holiday.
That's just what it is.
All right, cool. I mean, that's essentially what Christmas is now, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Here you go. I'm hungry. Food. Favorite meals? Favorite meals?
All of them.
All of them. How about something that your mom or your dad cooks?
Cook. My parents. No, my parents don't cook. I usually live off of frozen dinners at home, which is why I'm still on the meal plan, because they make food for me, and I'm really, really excited about this. So I don't really have any favorite meals that they make. I can make a pretty good tofu soup combination, but my parents, I don't recall them making food for me. Nope. Not very much.
Is there anyone in your family who you would say would cook, like, you know, grandma's
home cooking
or something?
My brother can cook.
Your brother?
Yeah. My brother can cook, yeah. He can cook pretty well. Noodles.
Yeah,
we're not very advanced at this kind of thing.
Yeah. If somebody asked you about a favorite childhood memory or just an interesting story from when you were younger, what would you tell them?
Well, there was the time that I was in fifth grade and I was outside at school. It was actually at the elementary school, and I was on the playground, and it was really nice and warm, and my brother, he's a Boy Scout. Okay, this relates to the story, I swear. He's a Boy Scout, and so he was actually racing for the Pinewood Derby race that they had, and he had made this really cool Golden Eagle car that was just spectacular. And so I knew he was going to race it that Saturday, and so I was just sitting there, just daydreaming or whatever, and I looked up, and there was an eagle flying overhead, and it shined golden in the light, and I just knew at that moment that he was going to win the Pinewood Derby race, and he did, and not, like, as far as speed, but as far as creativity, and he actually won the regional one, too, so it was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Exciting moments.
Could you tell me the schools that you attended while in Roswell?
Okay, I went to Esther Jackson Elementary, and then Holcomb Bridge Middle School, Centennial High School.
All right. Let's see. How would you describe those schools?
Esther Jackson, an elementary school. Nothing really spectacular about it. It was pretty small. Holcomb Bridge Middle, I hated that school, but it was probably a nice school. Just as a detached person, I could probably say it was good. They kept it clean. I'm sure it was good academically. I hated that place. And Centennial High School, it was a pretty nice school, pretty big. I think there is 1,500 students or something. So.
Why was Holcomb Bridge Middle School so awful, if I'm not wrong?
I just hate